All right, and welcome to this episode of All Damn Night. We have a special edition here planned for you, a new idea we're trying out. This is a what we're going to call a nightcap, where we're going to do a little bit shorter episode, go over some things that maybe won't make an entire hour's worth of episode, but we still think you need to hear.
It'll definitely get you through the end of your week.
Yes, it's to get you through the weekend, get you through the night, get you through the next trying time in your life. We'll always be there for you all damn night. You know us. Hopefully this will be a little bit of a different thing we can do, and it'll give us some more leeway into going into some material that we wouldn't necessarily be able to extend into a full episode. So with that in mind, the introduction of our first nightcap. Enjoy. Welcome to All Damn Night. All right, Sean.
Yes, Brandon.
Our resident expert, Sean, here. What do you know about the California condor?
Well, I know it has like a 10-foot wingspan.
Not bad.
Recently saw one at the San Antonio Zoo.
Okay, you've seen one in person? Okay. First-hand experience?
Yeah, I know that they're meat eaters, scavengers.
So you know quite a bit.
They can soar on thermals, yeah.
Wow.
Highly endangered, if not technically extinct at one point.
Truly a resident expert.
Yeah.
Well, the California condor, to fill in some of the gaps there.
Yeah, that was a very vague.
You knew way more than I actually thought you know. I think that's way more than the average person on the street would know.
Wait, is it a bird though, or an alligator?
Okay, yeah. So you don't know that much.
Oh, okay.
The California condor is a Gymnogyps californianus.
Latin.
Where they stop the roadrunner and the coyote. And it comes up.
What do you mean? Like when he paints the tunnel on the wall?
No, in all the Roadrunner Coyote cartoons. Like, it'll like...
Oh, he's got a sign. Yeah.
Well, no, the name will pop up and it'll say like...
He'll be running and then it'll be like, oh, well, yeah, the Roadrunner and then Latin name.
Okay. Yeah, you're keeping up here. Good.
But I think it's a joke name in the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoons.
Yeah.
But still.
I'm definitely not an expert on coyotes. So it's a Gymnogyps californianus is a New World vulture, the largest North American land bird. Like you said, big bird. This condor became extinct in the wild in 1987. All remaining wild individuals were captured then. But the species has been reintroduced in northern Arizona and southern Utah and the coastal mountains of central and southern California and in northern Baja California.
Cool.
As of 2015... there are 435 California condors alive on planet Earth.
That's it.
And none anywhere else that we...
And they're only in California.
Besides spread across... Well, that's true. But, I mean, in the wild, they're spread across Utah, southern Utah, Arizona, and then otherwise, yeah, Baja and California. So they're not too many. They've been endangered for a while. Well, in June of 1965... Southern California's Los Padres National Forest had, in total, 53 California condors. The forest is approximately 1,955,000 acres, which is about 88% public land. The rest is privately owned. The forest is divided into two big sections, but it's all around the Big Sur, Monterey area, and central Southern California, let's
call it. Beautiful weather.
Beautiful park, beautiful weather. It was a perfect time of year in June for a nice fishing trip in an RV in the park. Get away from the hustle and bustle and enjoy nature.
Okay, I can see
right?
that. All right, right, yeah, all right.
Sunny Southern California mountain living.
I feel like something's coming, though, like a butt.
What? Why? Well, in 1958, Johnny Cash had moved to Southern California after signing with Columbia Records. He moved his wife and two daughters into an Encino ranch, which he maintained well into the 1960s. Cash's career was flying high, and so was Cash.
Wait a minute, are we talking about the California condor or the ostriches?
The condor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Story for another time, maybe?
A little foreshadowing. Okay. Johnny Cash had a run-in with an ostrich. You can make a little...
You can say that.
...little podcast out of that story as well. Don't Google it. Wait for us to tell you.
Yeah.
let's see. So... Cash's career was flying high, and so was Cash. By now, anyone who's seen the movie Walk the Line is familiar with Johnny Cash's struggle with pills and alcohol.
And tractors.
And tractors, yes. Not, yeah, no shit. That,
right.
Tractors just did not work.
Maybe that's why they're in so many country songs nowadays. It's because they just always bringing people down.
Yeah, that's true. They do, I mean, they help a lot of farmers, but they cause a lot of heartache.
They really do. Oh, yeah. Maybe they should try a different color or something.
No, John Deere Green, John Deere, man. Green. Come on.
Is that the way it is?
So, by 1965, that is the way it is. Cash was in deep. He was on a binge and had decided to take his motorhome and pick up his cousin, Damon Fielder. That's kind of what I would think Johnny Cash's cousin would be named. Damon Fielder.
Yeah.
Head out to the Los Padres Mountain to unwind a little bit.
So this sounds like a blast. Amphetamines out of your skull. Let's go on a fucking road trip.
I'm not Damon.
Okay, yeah.
Damon's just coming for the fishing.
All right.
Like, really, he just wants to come hang. He's just hanging out fishing. By the time they hit the rugged dirt roads of the park, Cash had a whiskey bottle out and was alternating swigs from it with popping amphetamine and barbiturate pills, which are uppers and downers.
Like Xanax or something.
Yeah, and he's driving, just taking, he's in this rickety 1960s RV. I mean, it's a nice RV, but it's a 1960s RV. It doesn't handle all that well. And he's taking these dirt road turns really fast and just taking swigs of whiskey and smashing
bennies. Imagine like a huge rooster tail of dust. You know, skidding of the tires, barely on the edge of tipping over the RV. You know, missing pedestrians and condors alike.
Living the dream.
American dream.
Hell yeah. By the time they hit the dugout, Fielder got pissed off and said that he didn't want anything more to do with Johnny. So when they parked, he went off to fish alone. Oops, we gotta scroll down here a little ways. Cash yelled at him that he was fine with him and he didn't want to fish with him anyways. After a good comeback, right?
I know you are, but what am I?
Well, I don't want to fish with you anyway.
I'll go fish by myself.
After a short time, Damon returned to discover a small fire had started and was rapidly spreading around the RV. Cash seemed oblivious to it. He was in a haze. There's two accounts of what happened on how the fire started. In court and to the police, what was told was it sparks from a defective exhaust.
Bullshit.
Now, Sean, why would you say that?
Because he was probably trying to make s'mores or something like that.
Okay, yeah, his cousin said that he was making a fire to try and keep warm.
Oh, okay.
Which
All
is
right.
like a super pilled out idea that you would do.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, if you're on a bunch of whole amphetamines, you're going to be super hot. So that doesn't make such.
But also,
that doesn't hold up in court. Definitely.
No, I mean, like, you know, you got barbiturates going. And then,
yeah, I still think it's the same thing. He's got a
cozy
probably
fire,
dehydrated and sweating through his fucking clothes.
It's safe to say Johnny Cash wasn't well hydrated until 1971.
As the sun goes down, maybe he's getting cold. Yeah, all right.
I can see that. Man, gotta stay warm. So Fielder saw the blaze was going to spread rapidly, and he needed
Not
help.
Not hydrated until 1971.
Probably. No, I don't know. I don't have anything to back that up. Johnny wouldn't come with him. When he said he had to go get help, he's got to go. Johnny won't come. Instead, Cash sat down in the river, claiming he'd be safe there. Not a terrible idea, I guess. There's a fire everywhere. I'm gonna go sit in the river.
It reminds me of that King of the Hill episode where there's the oil or the gas leaks from the boat that they jumped off but forgot to Let down the ladder.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And the gas lights on fire from Dale's cigarette.
Not a good idea.
But they signaled rescue with it, but still, I mean. But they were safe from burning because they were in the water.
True.
Yeah.
Doesn't put my confidence in you for a survival situation.
But I learned all of my survival skills from Hank Hill, so you can trust in me.
No, that's still a cartoon character. I like that. That's the best cartoon character you could have said, but it's still a cartoon character. So, no. We're not doing any survival stuff.
Well, all right, so I would have been right alongside with Johnny Cash. Let's
but we,
leave it at
I
that.
Mean, we can still podcast. It's still good. So
nothing's on fire here.
When the Rangers came back into a helicopter to haul Cash out, Cash sat there unharmed in the middle of the creek. Unfortunately, Los Padres Park and its cherished California condor population didn't make it out of the blaze in as good a shape as Johnny Cash did.
No way.
The fire burned 508 acres of the park, scorching three different mountains.
How many hectares is that?
Hell if I care. Hell if I
Three mountains know. Worth.
It's three mountains worth of hectares. A hell of a lot. And out of the 53 prized California condors that the park had, The blaze killed 49 of them.
Oh, no.
If you count by today's population, the 493 or 5, that is roughly 10% of the world's population that Johnny Cash Jeez. Killed in one fell swoop.
What is a fell swoop, first of all?
It's when you kill 49 condors with a fire. You look it up, that's what it'll say.
Hey Siri, what's a fell swoop? Well, this one time Johnny Cash...
Los Padres National Park.
In an Australian accent, of course.
Hell no, not my Siri. So yeah, he took out roughly 10% of what would be 10% of today's population.
Absurd.
And I get, you gotta hear absurd. All these stories about Led Zeppelin and a fish.
No.
And like, no disrespect to Led Zeppelin, but did they kill 10% of a fish population?
No.
I'm not saying this is admirable. No. I'm just saying, think of the extent that the partying went to. Like, and you got to hear about...
Even
like,
Ozzy Osbourne only ate one bat.
One bat? If you bit the head off 49 bats, we could talk.
Yeah.
If you bit the head off 10% of the world's bat population...
You are the Prince of Darkness.
You, sir, are the Prince of Darkness. No question. Actually, so Cash was sued by the federal government to pay for all the damages and claims in his book, as far as I could tell, this is true. When I looked it up, he claims he is the only person that's ever been sued for damages, like for causing a forest fire, like actually sued.
Extincting a species?
I don't know that was even a charge in the 60s. He basically told the judge to go fuck himself. He said, this is a direct quote from the trial. He said, I didn't do it, my truck did, and it's dead, so you can't question it. Solid logic, dude.
Right. It makes sense.
He was asked.
Oh, the truck defense.
He was asked in a deposition about the classic truck defense.
That's what got OJ off as well.
Yeah, exactly.
that was a Bronco.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, to be fair, OJ didn't kill any condors.
Oh, well, not that we know of.
It's true, we might have killed a bunch. Probably did. Probably in a horrible way. Probably wearing black leather gloves.
Yeah.
Running away from the scene.
But the gloves were too small.
You can't quit. Yeah. You must have quit. Asked during a deposition about the loss of 49 of the region's 53 condors in the blaze, he didn't make any friends when he snapped, I don't care about your damn yellow buzzards.
Damn yellow buzzards.
Which is just a double fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
He's probably high out of his mind at this hearing as well.
I mean, I should hope so. And this is like, I don't want any of this episode to come across as like making fun of Johnny Cash or making light of the situation. It's just a good story. But in his book, he's very, because obviously if you've seen the movie or you know anything about the history of Johnny Cash, he became a reformed man, became a very devoted husband and family man after he married June Carter in the late 60s. But it's a good story.
I was going to say, did it work out with June?
It did, absolutely. And,
excellent.
And he became a...
That is a Disney moment.
And one thing you can say about Johnny Cash is, like, you know, he when he changed, he truly changed. Like, he didn't... There was no less edge to him, but went from one extreme... Of being, I mean, that's an extreme addiction. Listen, to that. swigging whiskey and taking
extreme.
Pills.
Right.
To go from that to being that's a quite a low bottom to hit. You know?
A cool little all damn night factoid that I've got is Johnny Cash when he left was it Sun Records?
His first record.
Yeah. When he left Sun Records, he lost the rights to one of the most popular Elvis songs, and I cannot remember. So Elvis was signed on with Sun at the time.
Yeah.
And when Johnny Cash left, all that song was given to Elvis, and then he made a bunch of money off of it.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know that.
I can't remember the song exactly, but I'm sure one of the listeners can email us.
Yeah, hit us up all damn night on Twitter, at alldamnnightpodcast@gmail.com. It's really easy to remember. We'll remind you at the end of the show, don't worry. So the federal government sued him and was awarded $125,172, which is $939,914
that's
in 2016 money.
That's like, I don't know, 25,000 bottles of whiskey.
That's a pretty accurate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's a little disturbing. You can bring that up so quick.
Well, you know, I think in terms of money, I think of, you know, 750 milliliters of booze.
Right, yeah.
But...
General,
that's just me.
General unit of currency.
Yeah.
So Cash eventually settled the case and paid $82,000 and $1. Why would you tag an extra dollar?
Yeah, $1. You know, he probably, I don't know, I imagine him, like, trying to get change so he could, like, feed the fish in the creek. So, you know, put the quarters in the machine and get the fish food while he's sitting in the creek.
Trying to feed the fish. Sorry, I got a terrible Johnny Cash impression. But
well, it's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
It's probably better
that's
than
not
mine,
saying much. Right? There's a lot of bad ones out there. Oh, well, so Cash would eventually, and Johnny Cash is one of my musical heroes. Just get that out of the way. Just let's say that.
I mean, just about everybody's, right?
No, mine especially.
Well, you can't have them just for
yes,
you.
Yes, mine. I wrote the all podcast. Right,
fine, all right. I'll allow it this time.
Thank you. Thank you.
The jury is still out, though.
Not in this case. They said he killed those condors. Cash would go on, of course, to clean up his life. And somebody someday there will be an in-depth, an all-in-depth episode on the epic story of Johnny Cash's life.
Maybe a two-parter even, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Until then, though. That's all we have for this Nightcap. We want to thank you for tuning in to this inaugural edition of the Nightcap. Sean, anything to add?
Just stay tuned. We got a couple episodes coming up in the near future that are going to be pretty great. Don't forget to subscribe and check out our soon-to-come Patreon. And
check us out on twitter.com/alldamnnight.
Get more of these Nightcaps when we talk about subscriptions.
Right. We'll be...
donate just a dollar, you know, if you feel like we're worthy.
We'll be having some special stuff coming up for you if you're...
Exclusive content.
Right, right.
DLC.
So check us out on twitter.com/alldamnnight. If you want to email us any show ideas, comments, questions, alldamnnightpodcast.
Everything will be considered.
Right, at gmail.com. Instagram, at alldamnnightpodcast. Facebook, at alldamnnightpodcast. Honestly, I fucking don't like Facebook.
What is Facebook? Is that just like a... picture album, a photo album?
Yes. It's like a, it's what, it's the FBI uses it to track people.
Well, I bet they do, just like
actually,
they...
maybe no, that might be true, but no, I don't know, I'm just fucking with you, but it's just like such a pain in the ass, and it's just like all, I don't know, it's not for me. I like Instagram.
Email, Instagram.
But that being said, our Facebook, our Facebook is updated and all that, so check us out. Anyways, thanks for tuning in to this episode. We will see you next time on All Damn Night.